Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
Well, hello, everybody. Good morning. I had an absolute wonderful weekend. Last weekend, I spent time gazing at the beach and walking amongst the redwood trees. And a couple of days ago, I got to hike on Mount Hood, which, so you know, I renamed her Her Majesty. So I just had to speak with the official map makers. But it's good to be with you. I want to take a little poll to get started this morning. I want you to spend a few seconds thinking about your day so far and how many times you've said or thought, I have to or I need to do something. My number's pretty high. But just think for a second, then I'm going to take a poll. So for those online, when I get to your answer, you can say, like, that's me or something. But how many have said this or thought this today so far? Two or fewer times? All right, I want to hang out with you. Okay. 3 to 5 times. Ah, that's a lot more. Okay. 6 to 10. Okay. More than 10. Ah, nobody's... Oh, we got one brave soul who's willing to fess up. Okay. So, you know, this mindset or these words we use, I have to work, I have to take dad to the doctor, I have to do this or that, I need to exercise, I should have exercised. Oh, we got one, I did exercise, yay. Okay. But it kind of is almost a habit, as if society has trained us to think of life and everything we get to do, to think of life as an obligation. You know, I have to, I need to, kind of reflects our consciousness. You know, the words we use reflect our consciousness about life itself, about our individual lives, and even about our inner life or about the nature of the world in general and about our relationships. I have to do this or that. And have to comes from a sense of obligation. I get to comes from a sense of gratitude. And the whole idea or the I should say the inspiration for this talk came from my friend Erica. Some time ago, we were at a meditation retreat, and during a break, we were chit-chatting, and she shared with me, you know, her parents are getting older. She spends quite a bit of time assisting her parents with various things. And she said she was trying to shift her mindset around all this from I have to I get to, because she wanted to show up in a better way for them. And she shared how much it's affecting the energy between them and the relationship. So I'm really grateful to Erica for getting me to think about this, because then it led me to think about, what if we do this throughout our lives? If we shift from I have to do something to I get to do something. And what would be the benefits of that? I think the first benefit I've already hinted to, it can really lift our consciousness. Like I said, I have to comes from life is nothing but an obligation. I get to approaches life with gratitude. And if you think about it, it's really about having reverence for life. You know, Albert Schweitzer said that when we have reverence for life, we enter into a spiritual relationship with the world. I get to brings us closer to spiritual truth. I have to is nothing but a burden. I get to knows possibilities. I have to knows only limitations. I get to is open to the gifts of life. I have to is I don't have any choice. There's nothing but lack. This is a reverence for life. It also shifting from I have to I get to brings us more into that spiritual principle, that spiritual law of the universe, that law of circulation. And this applies to everything. We hear about it a lot as in regards to money and the economy, and that absolutely is true, but it's also at work when we spread joy and gratitude and happiness and forgiveness and compassion and understanding. Everything works or operates within that law of gratitude or law of circulation. And when we operate from a place of I get to share joy, time, energy, compassion, understanding, money, whatever it is we have, we're coming from a place of knowing that there is more than enough of all those things, and I get to be part of the distribution network. When we shift from I have to I know to, or I get to, it also lifts our consciousness or opens our consciousness to receiving the solution to a difficult situation. And it works like this. If your consciousness is, this is nothing but a burden, it's going to feel like a burden and it will be difficult. If we shift to, I get to do this, we open up and the solution comes forth. It's like Abraham Maslow said, to the one who only has a hammer in the toolkit, every problem looks like a nail. I have to, everything is a nail that has to be whacked at. But I get to opens us up to the solution, to possibilities. And I get to does recognize that life can be confusing and frustrating, and sometimes we hurt each other even when we don't intend to. And it knows that we get to live a beautiful life anyways. Reverend Nadia Bowes Weber, one of my absolute spiritual superheroes, Reverend Nadia Bowes Weber put it this way, and this is it. This is the life we get here on earth. We get to give away what we receive. We get to believe in each other. We get to forgive and be forgiven. We get to love imperfectly. And we never know what effect it will have for years to come. And all of it is completely worth it. I get to knows that life is completely worth it. The next benefit of shifting from I have to I get to is we get to choose to show up as a more beneficial presence in the world. We get to remember that we are spirit in action. We are the hands and feet and eyes and ears and mouth and hearts and minds and bodies of the one life. So we get to choose to be a beneficial presence. We get to spend a moment with our homeless neighbors saying, hey, how you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a while. instead of needing to rush by because we have to get somewhere or because we don't want to feel awkward. We get to know the highest good for somebody who maybe was just released from prison, instead of needing to keep our distance to feel safe. We get to have patience with the clerk when the line is way too long, instead of needing to vent with the person behind us. All of this is being a more beneficial presence to the people that we interact with. This is also true in those everyday activities we do. We get to choose our mindset, right? I have to pay the bills. Well, that kind of shows contempt for people who bring us services. I get to pay the bills shows gratitude that I have the income to do so, and gratitude for the people who brought us those services, right? I have to buy the children new school clothes. Are our children liabilities? I get to buy my children new school clothes. Our children are treasured and they know it. And we like and value and give gratitude for being able to support them. And probably are all of us our favorite, I have to pay my taxes. Yep, that's my favorite too. I have to pay my taxes shows maybe some contempt or animosity even towards some faithless government bureaucrat or a whole bunch of them that takes our money to do things we don't agree with. I get to pay my taxes shows gratitude for government and government employees at all levels for the many things we get from the taxes we pay. I don't know about you, but my taxes pay for roads and airports and parks and national forest and fire and police and schools, diplomats that make my international travel possible, environmental regulations, all of this. That's what my taxes pay for. And I'm really grateful for that and for all the people that make that possible. So I've been self-employed for quite a number of years now, so I pay quarterly taxes, and I choose to send in an old-fashioned check instead of paying online, which I could do, but I send a check just so I can write in the memo line, thank you. It makes me feel better, and I hope a government employee sees one note of gratitude that day and they smile, because I'm pretty sure the IRS folks opening those checks don't get a whole lot of gratitude. So we can choose to be a beneficial presence even in the little things like that that we do. Another way that shifting from I have to I get to is it improves our relationships. You know, how we spend our resources, our time, energy, money reflects our priorities. And so do the words that we use with it. I have to give my time, money, or energy to somebody. That person's going to feel like a burden. And maybe not like they're a priority. I get to give my time, money, or energy to somebody, says to that person, you are precious to me. You are a priority, and I'm happy to do this. Imagine what that does for the relationship. Even when we face challenges in relationships, I get to serves the healing and the upliftment of the relationship better than I have to or I need to. Right? I have to forgive. That has some power, or I need to forgive. That has some power because forgiveness is a powerful thing in our life. But I get to forgive. That means I am choosing to forgive, and that has more power because you're worth it. I really need to understand where my partner is coming from. That sounds difficult and like a chore. I want to, or I get to understand where my partner is coming from. that tells the other person, I've chosen to spend my life with you, and therefore I want to get to know you better, even the parts that may cause a little friction. You're a priority. I need to fess up to how I really feel about this. Oh, okay. For those of you online who maybe can hear it, I'm getting some feedback here. I need to fess up to how I really feel about this. That does have some value because it's important to share how we feel, to be vulnerable. I get to be vulnerable is even more powerful because we know we have the inner strength to be vulnerable. And we know that that vulnerability is trusting the other person, and that other person feels the difference. So in all these ways that shifting from I have to I get to in relationship, we really do lift up the relationship because the other person feels heard, not tolerated. They feel valued, not like a burden. And they feel like the precious gift that they are, not like an obligation. This, everything I've been talking about so far, this lifting our consciousness to have that reverence for life, being a beneficial presence, uplifting our relationships, all of this can make difficult situations not necessarily easier, but we can navigate them with more ease, meaning less resistance, more gratitude, more acceptance. I've been given a wonderful opportunity to move from I have to I get to recognize the reverence of my life. In my recent diagnosis of cancer, this cancer journey is a great opportunity to do this. So I've been thinking a lot about shifting my mindset from I have to I get to. A week from today, after the service, I get to travel to Denver, where I'll be for about 4 weeks for several pre-op appointments and then surgery and then post-op appointments, and then some time to heal and get my strength back before I return here. No, I am coming back, okay. Okay, let's just be clear, okay. I was telling Dr. Ruth Miller the other day, she's like, you have to come back. I said, Dr. Ruth, this is my home, these are my people, I'm coming back, okay? All right. But you know, I have to have surgery? Make surgery seem like some obstacle that I have to come. I get to have surgery. I know it's part of my healing journey, and I'm really grateful I get to have surgery and that there's really skilled surgeons to help me with that. I have to ask for help. Makes me feel weak and like a burden. I get to ask for help. Knows I'm loved and cared for. I have to, I need some time away from this community. Brings up insecurity that maybe you won't understand. But as many of you have already reminded me, I get to take the time I need because I am loved and cared for. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have to pray. I need to pray. Feels like desperation. I get to pray. I get to lean into my faith. That feels really good. That feels like peace and knowing and healing. Vivian Green said, it's not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. I don't want to crawl through cancer. I want to dance through cancer. And I get to helps me dance with all of you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So in the next week or two, just do a little shift from I have to I get to and see what it feels like inside. And see if the people you interact with feel the difference in that energy. I'm definitely feeling the difference inside of me and with all of you and with all my support network in Denver. All right? So try it on. Now let's pray together. I ask invite our practitioner prayer partners and all the ministers amongst us, whether they're here in person or online, to stand and hold this consciousness for all of us. You do a great service. You give us a great service with your hearts. I get to express my gratitude for that one life that is so filled with love and joy that it must create. It must. It doesn't even have a choice in it. But maybe I should say it gets to create because it gets to express its love. It gets to experience itself through its creation. And I'm really grateful for that. I and we get to experience that beautiful alchemy that is this incredible universe, the harmony of gravity and dark energy and stars and stardust and the birthplace of galaxies and the sun and the earth and the air and the water that brings forth life and this perfect balance and harmony and life-giving alchemy that each of us get to participate in. And we get to make it a beautiful life. And I'm grateful for that. And I know that is what we do in our individual lives, in our families, our communities, in our spiritual community, and in our world. We get to live beautiful lives with the reverence for that life. And I'm so grateful for all of it. Grateful for that unlimited, unending, always yes-givingness of life. So knowing this is already done because it's the absolute way of the universe, because it is the way of the one love and the one spirit, and it could be no other way. It's how it's all set up to be. With gratitude for all of that, I simply release this word, these prayers, knowing with absolute faith that we are indeed here to have beautiful lives. And it's already done, and so it is.
So it is.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.